Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Fire Steiny, please.
All right, I got a little psychoanalyzation.
Give it to
for
me.
You on the
JD and for Guru today, by the way.
Hey, what's up? On the staff picks, the host picks, right?
All right.
I think the tell, and we don't have to run through everybody's, but I just in my mind, I'm thinking there were a lot of Warriors in six, a lot of Warriors in seven among the hosts. You know what that tells me? The over-analyzation sensation.
Give it to me.
Tells me that pretty much all the hosts here are worried.
Exactly.
That the Warriors, because if they weren't worried, they'd say Warriors in five, Warriors in four, you know, whatever. Probably not four, because you know the gentleman's sweep would be, I think, the common pick. But Warriors in six, Warriors in seven, that's the tell among...
Yeah, Warriors in seven. I mean, that is the closest thing to thinking Dallas is going to win.
That's that for somebody who is.
Want to talk about inauthentic?
That is for somebody who's a fan first. The panic pick.
All right.
That's the overanalyzation sensation.
Appreciate so, yeah. it.
If you see, cha-ching! I mean, if you see some of the Warriors in sixes that you see, and I don't want to name names, that's like, oh, okay.
All right, JD. Okay. Actually, just so everybody can get in on this.
No, you don't like that?
No. I do. I think you're right. I think Warrior fans are concealing a great deal of concern, way more than Memphis or way more than Denver, which is fine. And as you know, JD, there's nobody more tapped in to the pulse of Warrior fans than myself. And I can tell. This is uncharted waters.
Uncharted?
Yes, it is. Because this ain't 2017, 2018. The rules don't apply anymore. They can make new rules. They can establish new trends. But, you know, some of the stuff that we've come to expect from after their five-year run, like, to me, they got to do it again. Down the stretch of a game, they have to show me they have an advantage because of their experience. They have to show that again. They don't just, you know, like to me, it's not, well, if it's a close game, they're going to win. Why? Why would you say that? Just because of what they did years back?
Well,
I respect that. I totally respect that. But it's a different time. They got to go out and do it.
I think there is some reason for optimism, though, that they were able to do it a couple of times in games against the Grizzlies where they didn't play all that well. I think that is promising. It's not an automatic. I know you've gone back and forth with Goo the last few days. You think Dallas is a better team than Memphis. and a better team even than Phoenix at this point, given the way Phoenix has played. I think there's an open discussion to be had about that, but I do think the Warriors' ability to win when they don't play well has been the thing that gives me the most confidence that the Warriors are going to win this series.
That's fair. That's fair. I also think if we make a four teams left, who's playing the best of the four teams?
Well, I would have said,
or who's closest to reaching their potential best?
I would have said Boston before last night.
Well, you know, I mean, and the other thing is we can overreact to that, but it's like they're missing Horford and Smart on the road.
Okay, well,
after a brutal 7-game series, so it's like, okay, I get it's now the fashionable thing now to do is say Celtics are done.
Well, they're not.
I know they're not.
They're not done.
Right.
But those guys coming back for tomorrow?
I think Smart says he would like to play.
So, you know, we don't have to go too far down that road. We get the Warriors and the Mavs coming up tonight right here at 95.7 The Game. But they are in a little trouble because they're in trouble. Like, you lose the first game. This is where you and I do disagree.
Yeah.
You lose the first game, you're in trouble. Doesn't mean the series is over.
On the road.
Doesn't
lose
mean
the first
done.
Game on the road after a... After now, what everybody acknowledges
you lose the first
was
game,
the toughest series of the playoffs
you lose
so far.
The first game on the road, and you have two players, one probably out of your rotation players, and another, we'll see, questionable, less than 100%. Yeah, you're in a little bit of trouble at that point.
But typically
losing the first game on the road is not you're in trouble. Losing the first game at home, you're in trouble.
888-957-9570. Here it is. Western Conference Finals, 6 o'clock start tonight, Chase Center. Everything starts right here on 95.7 The Game at 4:30. Warriors live, and we'll obviously be talking Western Conference Finals all day long. I'm not going to bury the lead. I guess I'm the only guy who picked the Mavericks to win the series. I'll own up to it. The more I think about it, the more I think this is going to be a tough series for the Golden State Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
The more I think about it, the more I think it's going to be a tough series for the Warriors. I think the best player argument, and I am with you, JD. Yeah, Luka's the best player. Well, he might not be tonight. You're right. You're absolutely right.
And
that could
be
the case.
Like, going into it, he's the best player.
I think Luka is a monster matchup problem for the Warriors. I look at their roster. And I, you know, again, watching the last two games of the regular season, Wiggins had no success against him. Very little. Curry had no success against him. In fact, they searched that matchup out. Okay, so who else do we have? We have Draymond Green. Let me ask you this. Can Draymond go out there? And when I say go out there, I'm talking 25, 30 feet from the floor and guard Luka. And if so, for how long?
I don't think you can do it the whole game where it's you come out from the opening tip and it's Draymond essentially following him around as if he's a corner covering a wide receiver on every single play. I think the most beneficial Draymond can be is as a help defender, believe it or not, against Luka.
Good point.
I think where you if it's Wiggins or whoever it winds up being that's on Luka, he starts to make his drive, and all of a sudden maybe Draymond is the guy that's coming over to help or coming over to double and try and get his hands in there, and then you're rotating off of that. I'm curious to see what gimmick
it's going to be something
the Warriors go to.
Let me tell you
is
something.
Is it box and one?
There's going to be something.
To me, there's going to have to be some kind of gimmick that we haven't necessarily seen for them against Luka.
And I agree with you.
In addition to Wiggins and whoever else here and there.
If you watch the last two games of the regular season, which one was in late February, one early March.
Yeah, the March one was just
Mavericks won them both. The Warriors cannot defend Luka like they did in those two games. And you say, well, how did they defend him? They just defended him like a normal guy. That's all they did. They played him one-on-one. They got to do something different. Now, I think the one thing the Warriors have going for him, JD, even though, and I don't want to get into the similarities between Luka's game and James Harden's game from 5 years ago, but the Warriors have a history of being okay when they face a team with a guy like Luka.
One-man bands.
Right, but I don't think this is a one-man band. I think this is a one-man, I think this is one guy who is leading a team and who has figured out, I shouldn't say figured out, is figuring out or is getting better and better and better at figuring out how he has to play so that the team has the most amount of success it can possibly have. Like, I think he's had growth in that area, Luka Doncic. I used to feel like he passed kind of when he didn't have a shot. And now I feel like he's just got a bigger picture understanding of the game. The other thing is, and I was kind of telling you this too, I think the thing I'm fascinated with is this might be the game where, or series, where exposed is a big word, JD, but the Warriors may have too much for Luka. They may. They may just have too much. They may have too much personnel. The Mavericks may not have enough around him. They may turn Luka into a volume shooter. They may turn him over more than he's been turned over. And at the end of the series, we'll say, well, there's Luka's first whatever black mark. There's Luka's first. Okay, Luka.
Hey, Western Conference Finals. Never won a playoff series before. Got to the Conference Finals. Not quite his time.
Right. But I also think there's another situation, another scenario in which Luke is damn good, and they got their hands full, and now all of a sudden you're looking at some of their role players thinking they've got this thing together, and now all of a sudden the Warriors, they're not a 40% shooting team from three anymore because the Mavericks play defense and the Warriors are getting up there a little bit. And to me, it's like the hold on for the Warriors. Can they win it? Yes, they can win it. But to me, it's like if the first two series feels like they're holding on. They've got worse in each of the first two series, but they won those. I don't know if they're going to be able to do that against the Mavericks.
Well, the one way you can mitigate that is by getting off to a great start, and that means winning tonight inside what should be a raucous Chase Center, the first Conference Finals game in the history of the building, and the Warriors unbeaten to this point in the postseason in that building. Say what you want about the atmosphere. It's been great in some of the games. I know there have been people that have said it's been less than great in some of the other games. I thought it was an awesome atmosphere on Friday for game six. And I think one thing that the Warriors typically do, whether they have home court advantage or they don't have home court advantage, they put themselves in position to play a series from ahead.
No doubt.
You figure out a way to get the first game, and then you get the second game if you're at home, and then all of a sudden this thing flips because all the pressure at that point is on the Mavs to win two at home, or essentially the series is over if it's 3-1 coming back here for a game five. And the Warriors have been so damn good at doing that, not slipping up in one of the first two at home and then getting the split and then coming back with that 3-1 advantage to try and close it out on the home floor. The Warriors have been good when they've been rested, and they have been good early on in these series. You can win a series by getting off to a 2-0 and a 3-1 lead, and then afford yourself the opportunity to maybe hang on for two or three games and do just enough to get by.
Conventional wisdom, and I was thinking this too for a while, was, you know, I did think Memphis was better than Dallas. I don't now. Because I look at, okay, the Warriors beat Memphis in six. Morant missed half the series. Whatever, that's fine. I'm not making a judgment. Who's their second best player? Dylan Brooks. He wasn't very good. How about Bane? Bane wasn't very good. How about Jaren Jackson? He was inconsistent. And that's why I'm perfectly willing to give the Warriors all the credit for that, JD. But I'm looking at Memphis now thinking, man, they didn't get a lot of good, consistent play from any one guy during the course of the series.
And how much credit do the Warriors get for not allowing that
part,
with their toughness and their defense?
They get some credit for that, but I also think there's a talent level. There's a big drop-off between Ja Morant and, let's just say, Bane, Jackson, and Brooks. And now I know Brunson and Dinwiddie aren't considered great, but I think they're going to be more equipped to be impactful than those other two players.
Brunson is a very intelligent playmaker. He makes the simple play. He makes the appropriate play. He can get in between levels of the defense and hit the little floaters, little flip shots, where he doesn't maybe get all the way to the bucket. He's got a decent little mid-range floater game to him. Dinwiddie can just flat out get his. Like he is somebody that he gets the ball in any kind of action, and he can attack. He can get his own three, and he's someone that has been problematic for the Warriors at a couple of different stops.
Right.
Regardless of where he's been in his NBA journey. So I think that's not that these two are head up, but one thing that it's Dinwiddie going to have a better series or Jordan Poole going to have a better series in their roles, because they do have similar roles as the bench player that's going to have to make an impact in terms of scoring the basketball at a high clip.
All righty. Let's get it going, everybody. 888-957-9570. You want to get in and talk about the Western Conference Finals? They start tonight at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, Chase Center. Game one, Western Conference Finals. Warriors back in it. Are they on their way to their fourth title with this core? 888-957-9570 is the number. Tell me why the Golden State Warriors are going to get it done against the Dallas Mavericks. Hey, in case you missed out on a chance to go to game one tonight, remember they had it going on in the morning, your chance to go to game two of the Western Conference Finals is going to be tomorrow. So you got a shot tomorrow to go to game two. Listen, starting at 6 o'clock in the morning. You got to get up, set that alarm, as each show will have a keyword to text. All you have to do is text the word to the code they give you, and you'll have a chance for a pair of tickets to win at game two. Pair of tickets, game two, starting tomorrow at 6 a.m. And as always, for your Warrior tickets, go to warriors.com. Big fat choke artist.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, game one, 6 p.m. Hey, that's a 6 o'clock start tonight, people. Don't forget, not a 7, not an 8. It's a 6 o'clock start. And I got a text from another one of my good friends at the Warriors organization. I have such a good relationship with the people there. My main man, Raymond Ritter, saying, see if you can emphasize that 6 o'clock start tonight so that everybody knows to get there on time. And I said, Raymond, you know how much I love you and that Warriors organization. I'll be happy to do that multiple times during the show today. Game one, Warriors, Mavericks. I'm excited. It's going to be a fun series. I think it's going to be harder for the Warriors than it was against Memphis. And here's what I'll do. At 888-957-9570, you tell me why I'm wrong and why the Warriors are going to win this series. Let's try not to get personal. Well, I don't care. Anyway, here's one thing that I think is working against the Warriors, even though they have home court. And I'm telling you, JD, this one is one that I think we're going to feel. I don't know to how, but something's going to present itself where it is going to be it's going to be a factor, and that is, they could play 7 games in 13 days. I'm sorry, JD, but that's a disadvantage for the Warriors.
It is if you're playing from the position of it's 2-2, and you're gonna, and you, then you just played game 4 and it's 2-2, and now you're playing game 5 and it's 2-2, and then you're playing game 6 and the series is not going to be over necessarily at that. But like, to me, it's as the thing goes on, is where, and especially really from game 3 on, I think that's where it has an impact. When you travel, and the Warriors are going to travel on Saturday, obviously, to Dallas after playing the first 2 games, no practice, and then you're playing that road game on Sunday, and then it's every other day, and then you start getting the travel back on Wednesday. I know they're going to stay over after game 4 and then fly back on the Wednesday. We'll see where things are as far as game 5. I think that from 3 on is where it becomes a big-time factor, because now you're talking travel halfway across the country at each turn. Nothing. There is a pressure on the Warriors to play well early in the series. I do think that is one area where there is some pressure for Golden State.
All right, let's engage some people in conversation. Let's go to we'll start out with PJ. PJ is in San Carlos. Hey, PJ, what's going on, man?
Hey, no much. I'm sitting here listening to you guys talk it up. Man, here's what I got. I'm going for the sweep.
Okay.
You know what? This crybaby, flopping Luka Doncic, however you say his name is.
It's Doncic.
Not the best player in the season, in this series. Doncic. Mm-hmm. Not the best player in the series. Okay. Maybe the best player on the team. The Warriors, as a team, are the best players in this series. Who goes slow down the Warriors? Who goes slow down Clay? Who goes slow down Curry? Who goes slow down Poole? We can slow, even though Lucas Johnson's already slow as it is, we don't got nobody else.
Anyway. PJ, you're dropping out, but you made your point. Dallas is a different team than they've been in the past. They do play defense. Obviously, they're not going to shut the Warriors down. That's not what any of this is about. The winner of this series is going to be the team. Can the Warriors, at the end of the series, you look at Luka Doncic's numbers and you see, he shot 43% from the field and 33% from three-point range. All right, they're done. I don't think they can win that way. But if we look at the stats and it all of a sudden says Steph Curry shot 35% from three and Klay 36 and Jordan Poole 36, then I think the Mavericks win the series. And I think what we've seen, at least against Memphis, is the worst. They're not shooting the three ball like they did during their championship run. And the question is, do they still have enough wiggle room to do that if they don't shoot well?
They're not. I'm not sure they have to, because it to me, the overall percentage is not what matters. It's individual games. And I think you go back to the last series against Memphis, you make 23s in a game the way the Warriors did in Game 6, you're winning that game, period. And we can talk about the rebounding and Wiggins' defense and the tenacity and Looney, everybody feels great for him with 22 boards. They won the game because they made 23s, period. And if that had been 13 threes, they would have lost the game. If it had been 15 threes, which would have been a pretty good night, they still maybe would have lost the game. The point that I'm getting at, though, is against Memphis, the Warriors were able to win when they didn't shoot the three ball well. They got outmade from three in game one, still won that game, although they did shoot pretty well in game one from three-point range, and they were able to win game four when it was ugly and neither team was making the three ball. That's what flipped the series. To me, I look at it as there's going to be a couple of games where the Warriors do shoot it well. I don't think it's going to be 5-6 games where they shoot it well. I'll give you two. The key in this series, and I think what determines this series, the nights the Warriors don't shoot it well, do they win, or do the Mavericks get those games? Because I think the Mavs' pathway to winning this series is they got to win every one of those games where the Warriors don't shoot it well. The margin for error, I feel, is a little bit different, and that's where it works a little bit in the Warriors' favor. I'm more confident that the Warriors can find ways to win games when they don't shoot it well than I am in the Mavs finding ways to win games when they don't shoot it well.
I get that. And the Warriors have had success in winning games here and there when they haven't shot well. There's no doubt about it from three.
Like, I would say game one, game two, I'd almost guarantee you game one, game two, Warriors are going to shoot well in one and not shoot well in the other. Like, I don't know which is which, whatever. But the one where they don't shoot well, is that going to be the night where Dallas can't hit anything? And the Warriors are able to turn it into kind of a slugfest, and maybe it is a close game down the stretch, and then your theory as to who's better equipped to execute with Doncic and the way the Warriors have been unable to defend him and the way the Mavs have been able to take the ball out of Curry's hands, does that matter? Draymond back, are the others going to make plays? Is this going to be a game where Jordan Poole goes for 30 to help offset it? Is this going to be one of the nights where Klay Thompson's unconscious versus a night where maybe he's struggling? Because I think we're going to see both in this series. We're going to see an awesome Klay game or two. We're going to see a bad Klay game or two. I think that's very much on the table. But to me, it comes down to who's able to win when they don't shoot it well.
Here's the other thing I was thinking, because we've heard a lot of now comparisons between, you know, the way Luka plays is a little bit like the way the Rockets used to play. You know, Harden fiddle-faddling out front, trying to create for himself or others. When the Warriors played the Rockets and both teams were at their highest level, the Warriors did not double James Harden. They switched James Harden. Klay did a phenomenal job of keeping Harden in front, and Looney did a great job of keeping Harden in front. Not all the time, but they did a great job. You can't do that against Luka, I don't believe. You can't put Klay Thompson on Luka in 2022, say, go defend him, and if they run a screen, and you know, high screen, we'll let Looney out on an island with Luka. I don't think they can do that. They have to do something different to get the ball out of his hands more than normal, or to surprise him a little bit. And I go back to the We Believe season when the Warriors, what they did to Nowitzki. They sped him up just enough. They turned him over just enough, and they made him uncomfortable just enough. Now, they're not the same kind of player, but that's the way you beat a team with a star. You're not gonna look at the box score and see Luka Doncic 6-for-23 for 13 points. But what you want to see is 11-for-27 and 3-for-12 from three. You do that, you're going to win the series.
Here's what I wonder. Can Klay Thompson guard Luka? And the reason I say that is because James Harden was quicker. James Harden, first step, different back then. Klay, much quicker at that point. Doncic isn't as quick. Klay is not as quick.
Right.
Is Klay actually more of an option against Luka than he would be against somebody with the first step of Harden a few years ago? If you were going up against Harden a few years ago in this series, Klay can't guard that guy anymore. But can he actually, in fact, guard Luka, because Luka is a little bit more plotting, a little bit more about the size?
But he's also, I get, he's not as quick.
It's just a question.
But he's
I'm
also,
not saying we know the answer.
He's also not a blow-by guy. Like, that's not who he is. Harden could be a blow-by guy in his prime.
Right. Klay can't handle that guy anymore.
Luka.
But that's not this guy.
Is just phenomenal at that little half step, and now he's got you on his side, and he really can make you pay there.
And I'm
almost, and that's where it's almost like, now you're what about a three-point shot? You know, a three-point, because he can lean in and draw fouls and all that
and
stuff.
And I'm with you on what will the defense be for the Warriors that we kind of don't know.
Exactly.
But here's the other thing. If Brunson and Dinwiddie are on the floor with Luka, and the Warriors have their main guys on the floor, is Wiggins the automatic for Luka? And at that point, if Wiggins is on Luka, how do you prevent Dinwiddie from getting loose? Because I don't think Klay can guard Dinwiddie at this point.
Mm.
And if Jordan Poole's out there, can he guard any of the three?
Can he guard Brunson?
And I would say probably not, although Brunson isn't. Brunson's crafty.
And I think what makes Luka so tough is there's no – if you guard him with a small, he presents problems, and if you guard him with a big, he presents problems. So you got to guard him with the tallest, quickest player you have, and that's probably Wiggins. But, boy, did Luka look comfortable against Wiggins in those two games in February and March.
And if you're going to – go away, and I think there's a case to be made, Warriors, do they go away from switch everything? Because switch everything just, the Mavs will,
right,
any of the other four players on the court will come up and screen for,
yes,
for Luka, any,
yeah,
of them. They don't, there's no 1-2, it's all of them. It's 1-2, it's 1-3, it's 1-4, it's 1-5. Whoever's guarding whoever, they pick who they want the switch to be, and that's the person that sets the screen. So I think, do the Warriors have to alter how they handle that in terms of just switching everything? Another question going into this thing.
Let's go to Kay. Kay's in San Francisco. Hey, Kay, how you doing? What's going on?
Pretty good. I think your conversation is spot on. I think we have two options against Luka, and we got to try both of them and see how they work. One is Kuminga with support from Draymond, and the second one is Wiggins with support from Clay. Those are the two best options that we have, and boy, are we missing GP3.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Kay. I have, like, normally I'd be like, relax on Kuminga. But if you look at the Warriors' entire personnel, I think you got to give him a shot at it. Maybe he can do a little something.
The thing that I would be concerned with there would be Luka just getting a couple fouls
right.
in a minute. And then he waves, bye-bye, go back to the bench, young fella.
Right.
But the Warriors are down rotation players. So that means I don't think, like, Kuminga's going to play, I think.
Can Otto Porter guard Luka at all?
I don't know.
I don't, like, and
help,
listen.
As a help. Well, and that, as a helper.
And that's the other thing we were kind of talking about, is Luka plays so deliberately, it is hard to surprise him or sneak up on him or double him when he's not aware that it's coming. You know what I mean?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I mean, he just dribbles methodical. Now the shot clock gets to 8. He sees he's got a one-on-one situation. Well, guess what? I can just take that little fade away. Or he just knows where the second defender's coming from, and he's seen it before and knows where to go. Now, again, they've turned him over in the past. I think it was the first game of those two. He had 9 turnovers, Luka did. So he can be turned over, no doubt about it. But you don't want him getting 12 assists and 7 turnovers. Let's go to Randy. Randy's in San Lorenzo. Hey, Randy, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. Hope you all are doing good, and thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
Yeah, Steiny, yep. I actually agree with you. I see the Mavericks winning the series, too. I do think that they're going to present the Warriors more difficulties than what Memphis presented them with. And I just think that Dallas is the overall better team. And I think that Jason Kidd is a better coach than Steve Kerr. And, you know, he's won a championship. So he's going to have these guys well prepared for the Warriors. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I...
Go ahead. I don't want to bring our conversation in the green room. I mean, you hinted at that in our pre-show meeting.
Well, I'm not going to say Jason Kidd's a better coach than Steve Kerr. It's not really about that. But
right.
Jason Kidd, I don't see him being overmatched in this series. And here's the other thing. It's not just about, what adjustments is somebody going to make, that you don't even really know what the adjustments are. You just say that because it sounds good. The bottom, you know what I'm talking about.
No, I do.
The bottom line is this team changed when they made the move for Porzingis for Dinwiddie and Bertans.
Well, it was addition by subtraction,
exactly.
First of all. And now Dinwiddie's a pretty good player, and Bertans can make some threes. And Bertans, can he always play? Bertans is just, he's a Warrior killer. Like, he makes he's had games where he's made a lot of threes against the Warriors with Washington, San Antonio, you name it.
What about this? If the Warriors, can the Warriors play Looney and Draymond?
Yeah.
Long stretches.
Yeah, I don't know about long stretches, but they can play it. Like, that, I've never, like, that whole thing, and I know I was one of the calling for Looney to start against Memphis at the end. Like, they've used those two as the starting lineup a lot over the years. I know they had Durant.
True.
But even this year, like, Looney started almost every game, and if Draymond was playing, he was starting.
But like, Draymond last year, well, they didn't make the playoffs the last 2 years. So the last time Draymond was in the postseason playing with Looney.
And Durant.
Yes, and he was a little bit better offensively than he is now.
I think it almost, Draymond. You could make the case, and this was certainly the case in game 6 against the Grizzlies, but you could make the case that Looney on the floor with Draymond forces Draymond to try.
Maybe.
To be a little bit more offensive-minded. And when he tries to be a little bit more offensive-minded, the Warriors are better for it. When he just stands out there and doesn't want to shoot guy, like that ain't it.
Right. No, I agree.
Like, put your head down and try to make a layup.
Well, I agree, but doing that isn't an automatic win either.
No, but I think there is something to be said for him knowing he has to be aggressive, and it sounds like part of the conversation when Steph and Draymond went to Mike Brown or they were having their
right.
little conversation, it was, let's play Looney. I'll play differently than I've been playing.
Right.
Like, because I know the weaknesses of that lineup, and so he did.
Yeah. The other thing that I think, the Mavericks are the slowest team in the league in terms of pace. Slowest team in the league. So,
yeah.
You know, obviously that can work both ways, but if you want to look at it, how can it be an advantage for Dallas?
Slow,
to me,
slow can still be take a lot out of you.
Oh, no doubt. I agree.
I know you're not saying that, but I wanted to make that point.
But to me, what slow does against the Warriors is it limits the 13-2 runs where
as you're making shots and not turn it over.
Well,
they
don't turn it over.
They don't.
They don't turn it over because Luka has it all the time. So, again, everybody would rather play like the Warriors as opposed to play like Dallas. But Dallas can't play like the Warriors, and nobody can tell me that the way Dallas plays isn't the best way they have to play to be as good as they can be. So
it's the only way.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's go to let's go to George. George is in San Jose. By the way, JD Guru and I we might make a San Jose run for one of the games.
Let me know.
Yeah.
Oh well, one of the games.
We're talking about maybe going down to the Row.
Okay. I like that.
Hey George, what's up, man?
Hey, so I disagree with the previous caller. I think Memphis was our biggest challenge because they were athletic, young, and long. I think Dallas are going to play it slow, and that's going to keep it up for Clay, right? Clay doesn't have the athleticism, but he has the smart. So I think that he can take Luka a couple times during the game. And I think his legs are going to be fresher because they're playing so slow and they're not athletic. And the Warriors could take it to the rack. I don't see anybody on the Mavericks with the speed to cover Jordan Poole. And it's going to be a small ball game. And I'll take the Warriors every time.
Appreciate the call. About Brunson defending Poole.
Yeah, we'll see. About that,
Poole Again, maybe I'm making too much out of the last two games they played in the regular season. Poole was really good in one and terrible in another. I think he was 0 for 7.
Yeah.
But again, Dallas won both. I think Poole had 23 in like 26 minutes. He was really good.
The February 27th one, the one where he was 0 for 7, if you recall, that was the one where Steve Kerr was starting Moses Moody over him.
Okay.
After he had been starting. The February 27th 0 for 7 game was the pout game. That was the game where he came out and he had the bad body language and was like, "What's going on here with Jordan Poole?" He looked almost like he shut it down.
That was the
because he was coming off the bench. And remember, we having the conversation about, you know, it's one thing because this night Clay didn't play. Clay had a non-COVID illness on that Sunday night game in February, and it was Poole's going to go in the starting lineup because Clay's out, and Steve Kerr didn't put him in the starting lineup. He started Peyton and Moody.
And that was the press conference where Jordan Poole was kind of laying back and I got to play better.
Well, that was the second game, was the shoot-around that morning of the second game, which was 4 days later, was the game where he kind of...
Gotcha.
Yeah, he kind of pout. He was like, what's going on here? Just
not a pout. That's anger.
There was a week of bad body language and what the hell's going on with Jordan Poole from that first game where it was apparent. I remember talking about it on Warriors wrap up on the Sunday night game, the game at Chase where the Warriors blew the big lead. And then he didn't start in the game on March the 3rd, came off the bench, but that was the turning point for his close to the season was that game on March the 3rd, the 8 of 12, 23 points, and he played excellently from that point really till the end of the season.
Yeah. Let's go to Big Dave. Big Dave's in San Leandro. I think that's where I'm going to watch the game tonight, in the ESL. Mm-hmm. That's East San Leandro. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's up, Big Dave?
What's up? Yeah. Well, you should meet me and my buddy are about to be hitting up some balls at 4 o'clock over at Monarch, and then 21st Amendment Brewery is pretty close by. You should stop by, Steiny.
Wait a minute. Wait. 21st Amendment? Do they have one of those in San Leandro now?
Yeah, they have the actual brewery. That's where they do it all. Yeah, it's based in San Leandro. It's like right down the street from Monarch Golf Course.
You ever been to
hang out?
You ever been to Sons of Liberty?
Yeah, that's over off East 14th. This is more closer to the marina where Monarch's at.
Gotcha.
But it's going to be a good one. But I wanted to just chime in. I had a call after hearing that last caller basically calling and say he agrees with you that the Mavs are going to win and he thinks Jay Kidd's a better coach than Steve Kerr. Straight blasphemy. Let me just put it this way. I would go with our three aging Hall of Fame championship players over Luka. Luka is great. He is an awesome player. But come on, give me a break. And then do you really have faith in Spencer Dinwiddie and Bertan and those guys and Brunson? I mean, I put money on two-way wigs and Jordan Poole, those guys. So in my opinion, I think it's but my heart says it's going to end in four. It's going to be a clean sweep, but my prediction is the Warriors in five. And that's why in hell Jason Kidd is as good as Steve Kerr. Thanks,
Big Dave. Appreciate it. That's how you make a call. No pot shots at Steiny. We're all working together here. Big Dave invite me to 21st Amendment in the ESL. Actually, it's closer to the water down in the marina, but... thanks, Big Dave, for civilizing up the place a little bit.
I said what I said.
All right, when we come back, we're going to get more into this series, and it's going to be fun, JD. How excited are you on a scale of 1 to 10? Because, you've been here before.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm probably a 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if the Warriors lose game 1, that's going to skyrocket to about a 9, I got to believe.
If it's 1-1 going to Dallas... Then it's 10.5-11. Then we got action. Then we got a competitive series, which I'm all about.
888-957-9570. It's all sponsored by Outdoor Supply Hardware.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.